It's a Saturday night, and a popular downtown Santa Barbara bar is busy. The Red Piano is open for the first time since March.
It's been 3 months of ups and downs, you know, just not knowing, you know, from 1 week to the next what's going to happen, if we can open, if the, you know, the rules are changing constantly. So it was really difficult for us to try and decide what we're going to do business-wise.
Jason Jones is co-owner of the nearly four-year-old State Street Bar.
Being shut down like this, I mean, most of the staff that I have here, this is the longest they've ever gone without working since they were probably in high school, you know? I mean, so it was a change for us, and a learning curve was there, but it's really hard to describe.
There are people scattered in booths around the night spot and a few people spread out at the bar. Thanks to a City of Santa Barbara program, there are also tables out on the sidewalk in the closed streets, surrounded by a little fence. The idea is to give restaurants and bars more of their normal capacity without sacrificing social distancing. But normally, you'd find people gathered around the piano in the center of the bar, singing and dancing.
We have to stop people from dancing. We're living in Footloose right now. You know, it's really hard to go tell somebody, stop having a great time dancing, please, go sit down. And you know, we have to make people, if they go to the bathroom, put your mask on, you know, and it's tough when they've had a couple libations, you know, it makes it a bit tricky, but we're managing it pretty well.
It's the first weekend that Santa Barbara County's bars are allowed to be open. Some are, but others weren't quite ready yet. The Red Piano's regular customers are thrilled.
It's pretty incredible considering that like a month ago, everybody was literally locked inside their house and not going outside, so I think it's great. State Street should always look like this.
Joe Ferreira says he likes the bar's outdoor annex literally on State Street.
Incredibly strange, but incredibly satisfying. I don't know a single person that doesn't want State Street to stay like this.
With bars still closed in other parts of the state, Santa Barbara is attracting tourists out to have fun. Olga Koshikaro drove down with a group of friends from the Bay Area celebrating a birthday.
I am super excited. We actually came from San Jose, and nothing's open there. Not like here.
Wait, so you guys came down here just to party?
Yes, we did. Like, no joke. We came here for 2 days. The live music is amazing, and I don't know, we're having a lot of fun.
Brian Fries is from Arizona, but he's visited Santa Barbara before.
This is beautiful. Okay, so seeing California reopen and seeing State Street turn into this giant patio and tons of people out being respectful, socially distancing, wearing masks, but supporting the businesses.
Come together!
It's a very different type of experience. Tonight's piano player, Donald Bruner, says he's used to seeing people singing and dancing around the piano.
There's people at each table, but there's nothing in between, so I kind of have to make sure I pay attention to them extra special, because even though they're far away, I just want them to feel like they're, you know, the connection for a performer and audience.
Red Piano co-owner Jason Jones is working behind the bar tonight because they're shorthanded.
We haven't lost people. There's people that are afraid to come back. So I've got probably about a third of my staff right now that are just uncomfortable with it. And we've reached out to all of our piano players and all of our staff and just said, look, man, we don't want to make you guys feel uncomfortable. If you guys don't feel right, don't worry about it. And so me and my business partner, Colin, we step up and get in there.
Jones says it's critical that Santa Barbara gears up and gets its tourist season back on track. It makes up the bulk of the bar's business. But he's grateful to local residents who are regular customers who've been reaching out to show their support during the three-month-long closure.
We love our locals, and we completely appreciate them. And, you know, they're in here every day, and they're supporting us. We're getting Venmo money from people just to show us, you know, they want us to see us do well. People are coming in, and locals are buying gift cards that they don't really need right now, but they're just trying to help us out.
Jones says he and other restaurant and bar owners feel the State Street closure program is key to bringing business back. He says the next few months are critical because it's the time of year they make the most money, something which helps them through the much slower fall and winter periods. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.